We begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Test. We begin 6 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion on the topic of Mashiach. Tanya wrote in the Braisa, how long are the days of Mashiach, which is at towards the end of the, according to some interpretation of the 6,000 years, is Dimeis of Mashiach, and the world is destroyed, where there's a disagreement regarding how long that is. Then there's the world to come. How long are Yemeis of Mashiach? So we learn in the Braisa from Eliezer, he says, Yemeis of Mashiach, the days of Mashiach, Arba'im Shana are for 40 years. Shlomo says the pasuk in Tehillim says Arba'im Shana Okud Bodar, for 40 years I grab a hold of the generation, which says I will take the Jewish people and I will rule over them, like the word Nukte grabbing a hold of, which when it's saying Arba'im Shana Okud Bodar, it's saying a small generation of 40 years, which is different than the generations before. That where one can assume that refers to the days of Mashiach, which are very different in that generation from all the previous generations. Now the simple translation of the pasuk actually talking about those who died in the desert, which was for a period of 40 years, but since this is Okud, in the future tense, it sounds like it's a prophecy regarding the Yemeis HaMashiach. Elazar ben Azariah, he says, Shiv Mishana, the days of the Mashiach are for 70 years. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, V'yeh ha'yibayimahu, it's going to be on that day. Nishkachas Tzur, Shiv Mishana, and Tzur, the name of a place, of a kingdom, will be forgotten for 70 years. Kimei melech echad, like the days of one king. What does it mean, one king? Ezu melech miyuchad, who is a distinct and chash of a king, that refers to the Mashiach that we see as a period of 70 years. Rebbe Yemi, he says, Shleisha Deris, it's for a period of 3 generations. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Yiru'ucha, they will fear you, Hashem, im shemesh, with the sun, b'lefnei yirech, and before the moon, der derim, for a generation of generations. In other words, with Mashiach, which regarding him, we as we quoted in the previous staff, the pasuk says in Tehillim Ayin Beis, lifnei shemesh, yinun shemai. So when we're saying Im Hashem, Im Shemesh, with the sun, means to say, referring to Mashiach, who's called the sun, that Yeruch Yisrael, the Jewish people will fear you, like it says, which means and before and in front of the kingdom, the Davidic dynasty, which is compared to the moon, as the pasuk says over there, Ki Yireach Yichin Olam, like the moon will be there, it will be established forever. So too, they will fear you, Dairim. Dair is singular, 1 generation. Dairim is 2 generations. 1 plus 2 is 3 generations. So the Yemeis HaMashiach, which is from the Davidic dynasty, will be for 3 generations. Reb Hillel, he says, Ein lehem Mashiach l'Yisrael. Actually, there is no Mashiach for the Jewish people. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will rule over them, and he himself will redeem them. So there won't be an anointed one to do that. Shekvar achalu b'mei Chizkiyah, because they already consumed all the bounty of Mashiach's days in the days of Chizkiyah, who could have been Mashiach. Now Amr Rav Yosef, he says, Shara le mari le Reb Hill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive Hill, who said things which are not true. Because Chizkiyah emes haba, when was Chizkiyah melech? Bevayis Rish, in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ilu Zechariah kumis nabe bevayis sheni, whereas Zechariah, which is not the same Zechariah ben Yehuda HaKohen, who prophesied in the first Beis HaMikdash, rather Zechariah ben Berachiah, who prophesied in the days of Malchus Daryavish. When did he prophesy? He prophesied in times of the second Beis HaMikdash. V'arman, he says, as it says in Zechariah, Gila mi'ayid, rejoice very much, Basi and the daughter of Tzion. Hari v'asir Yerushalayim, make noise, the daughter of Yerushalayim. Hine malkech yaveilach, behold, your king is coming to you, tzadik v'noishahu, a righteous and charitable, a person of salvation. Ani v'rech v'alchamar, a pauper riding on the donkey, v'al ayur ben asaynis, and the colt, the fall of the donkeys, which is regarding the revelation of Mashiach, and he was saying in the second Beis HaMikdash, he can't say he's prophesizing regarding something that already was in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, there will be a Mashiach. Tani Dechulun, another Baraisa, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Yemeis HaMashiach Arba'im Shana, like we said before, 40 years, but he brings a different source. Sivach, it says over here in Devarim, V'yancha v'ayarivecha v'yechilcha, that he afflicted you and he hungered you and he gave you food to eat in the Midbar. Ksav Hasam, it says over there in Tehillim, Samchenu kimais nisanu, let us rejoice like the days of our afflictions, which in the times of when Mashiach will come, Shnei Sri Nara, the years that we saw evil. So it says over here in Nisanu, it says over there in the Midbar V'yantcha, just like in the Midbar they were 40 years, so do the days of Mashiach are 40 years. Daisaim, he says, Dalad Meishana, the days of Mashiach is 400 years. Ksivach, it says over here in Bereishis, V'avodim v'inu oisim arba meyishana. By the Brisman of the summer, Avraham Avinu was told that the Jewish people are going to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. They will enslave and they will afflict them, your children, for 400 years. So it says the term inui. Ksav Hasim says over there, like we quoted, Samcheni Kamais Nisanu, have us rejoice like the days of our affliction, just like in Mitzrayim for 400 years was called Inu, so too the Simcha of Yemais Mashiach will be 400 years. Rabbi Yemir, he says, Gimel Meis V'shishim V'chamishana. It's 365 years, Kiminyim Meisachama, like the days of a solar year. How do we know that? Shnem, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ki Yoyim Nokim Belibi. But because like the day of revenge, of vengeance in my heart. In other words, like the day of vengeance of the Meraglim, of the spies, which they had spied for 40 days. And just like the vengeance of what they had done, the Meraglim, the retribution was a year for every day. Like the Pasuk says in the Midbar Yadal, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. For every day that they spied, they had another year in the Midbar, which was for 40 years. So too says the Pasuk, Ushnaz Gu'ulai Ba, and the year of my redemption will come. In other words, will also be for every, it will be a year for a day, meaning just like every single day which is written of this year of redemption, of this Pasuk, won't be just a year, for every day of it will be another year, which is 365 years of the Mesa Mashiach. Now some actually have the gears so that Rebbe said it's 365,000 years. Because it says, Shnaz Gu'ulai Ba, the year of redemption, of my redemption will come, and now the years of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says in Tilim Tzadi, is Ki Elav Shana Benecha Kiyayim, that Hashem's days are like 1,000 years, that would make it into 365,000 years will be the Yumei Sa Mashiach. Now the Gemara says, my Yom Nokim Belibi, what does this mean, that it's a day of vengeance in my heart? So Rabbi Yechon says, Lelibi Galisi, to my heart I revealed the future redemption, Le'evore Le'galisi, but to my limbs, meaning, I did not say out of my mouth, which then my limbs would have heard, when is the future redemption going to be? But in my heart, it's concealed that secret when the redemption is going to come. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he says, "Lelibi Galisa, I revealed it to my heart. L'malach Hashavas Legalisa, I did not reveal it to the ministering angels." Tone Avimi Bered Revo, Ravimi, the son of Revo, taught, Yemaisa Mashiach Li Yisrael, the days of the Messiah to the Jewish people, Shiva Salaf Mashan will be a period of 7,000 years. Like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Umisayis chasn al kala," like the rejoicing of a groom over the bride, which is the Shivas Yimei Mishnah, what we colloquially call the Sheva Brachas, the 7 days. So too, Yasus Alayich, Kain Yasus Alayich Hashem Lekech, so too will Hashem rejoice over you, which is for 7 days. And as we said before, the days of Hashem is 1,000 years. Therefore, the Yemaisa Mashiach is for 7,000 years. Amr Yehuda Meshmuel, he says, Yemaisa Mashiach, the days of the Mashiach, Kemiyem Shenibra Olam Ad Achshav. It's like from the day, it's the amount of time that from the world was created, up until now, meaning up until the Yemaisa Mashiach, that amount of time, that's how long the Yemaisa Mashiach itself will be. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, in Devarim, it says, Laman Yirbi Yemechem Sedesh, increase your days, Kimeh HaShemayim Al Or, it's like the days of the heaven on the earth. Now, the thing is that the Jewish people were not in Eretz Yisrael that amount of time as long as the creation was up until the end of time. Rather, because ultimately in the future when Mashiach will come, then that amount of time that heaven is on earth, which however long this world is, that's how long the Yemaisa Mashiach will be. V'nachmi Yitzchak, he says, Kimei Noach ad Achshav, not as long, not from the time when the world was created, but rather from the days of Noach up until now, meaning Yemaisa Mashiach, that's how long Yemaisa Mashiach itself will be. So like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Kimei Noach Zaisli, because the waters of Noach are this for me, which is being read not as two words of Kimei, but rather Kimei, like the days of Noach, I mean like the calculation of the years which we find, from that period, Asher Nishbati, which I swore, meaning that Hashem swore that He's not going to have a mabul anymore, not going to destroy the earth anymore, so too I swore, says Hashem, according to that calculation, that I'm not going to get angry at the world anymore and get upset at the Jewish people, because I'm not going to destroy my world after Mashiach comes until, because it will be destroyed to make way for the world to come, until that time, that amount of time from when Hashem swore not to destroy the world, from when there was the mabul by Noach, up until the Yemaisa Mashiach itself. So that amount of time is how long the Yemaisa Mashiach is going to be. Amr B'chir B'Rabba Rabbi Yechidin says, Kal anavim kulon loin nesnabu, all the prophets did not prophesize regarding all the good that will be for the Jewish people, el l'maysa Mashiach. They only prophesized regarding the days of the Mashiach. Aval oil ma'bab, regarding the world to come, which is a later period, that is like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, ayin le'rasa, and no eye has seen, because there's no end to it, el l'kim zulascha, God besides you, yas l'machakulay, that's what he should do for those who wait for him. Now says the Gemara, Pligi de Shmuel, but this teaching disagrees with Shmuel, because the Amar Shmuel, he says, Ein bein o'il mazeh l'meis Mashiach. Actually, you can't say that all the prophecies were for Yemeis Mashiach, because he says there's no difference between this world and the days of the Mashiach. Ela shibi malchus bivad, just regarding the servitude of the Jewish people to the foreign nations, that's the only thing that's going to change. But all the miracles, rather, is going to be for Olam Haba, meaning that was prophesied by the Nevi'im. A similar teaching of Amar B'chir Bar Abba Amar B'yechanon, he says, Kol Nevi'im lo yinasnabu, all the prophets did not prophesy, Ela Bali Tshuva, only for those men of repentance. Ava Tzadikim Gemurim, but regarding totally righteous people, and that is what the Pasuk says, Ayin lo yaras alekim zelosecha, no eye has seen it besides you, O God, that's beyond our capacity to even understand. Those are not even mentioned in the prophecies of the prophets. Which the Gemara says, Pligid Rebbe Vo, this teaching disagrees with Rebbe Vo. He says, Malkim Shabbal Tshuva Imnim Sham. He says, the place where the men of repentance stand over there, Tzadikim Einim Imnim Sham. The righteous people cannot even stand because actually the strength is of the Bali Tshuva are greater, where no creature could stand in their cordoned off area, where even Tzadikim can't be, because actually Bali Tshuva are greater. So like it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shalom Shalom L'Rmachik V'Lakarv. Peace, peace for those who are far and for those who are close. Which tells us, Bereisha Rachik, first, there's Shalom, the greeting is for those who are far, meaning that we're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then did Tshuva. V'Hadon, only then is their greetings to Karev, to the one who is always close, meaning to the totally righteous person, because actually the power of the Bali Tshuva is even greater. As the Gemara explains, my Rachik, what do I mean those who are far? Rachik did Mikor, they were originally far. My Karev, what does it mean only then the ones who are close? Karev de Mikor, the Hashta, those who were close before and now, that is the Bali Tshuva greater than the Tzadikim Gemur. However, B'yechonam, he would tell you that, no, L'rochik, when it says to one who is far, Shehu rochik me'aveira, is someone that was distant from sin all his life, which is the Tzadik Gemur, yeah, he's the first one that gets the greeting. Karev, the one who is close, Mitshu Karev me'aveira, ben Nesrachik me'aveira, that he was close to sin, now he has distanced himself, which is like Rabbi Yechon's teaching that the tzaddikim are greater than the Bali Tshuva, and therefore the prophecies were only for the Bali Tshuva, tzaddikim, ayin lo yaras alekim zelosecha. A similar teaching from Amr B'chir by Abba Amr B'yechon, he says, Kol ha-Nevim kul nesnabu, all the prophets did not prophesize, ela lemesi bitul tamachachim, only for someone who marries off his daughter to a Talmudic scholar, uloysa prakmata tamachachim, or goes into a business deal with a Talmudic scholar, ulemahana tamachachim menachasim, or who benefits to a tamachachim from his assets, regarding the Talmudic scholars themselves, the eye has not seen God besides you. Now the Gemara explains, so what is this that we say the eye has not seen, that that's beyond our capacity? Amar Reb Shu ben Levi says, this refers to wine that is protected in the grape itself from the 6 days of creation, meaning no eye has seen it because it's within the grape peel that is wine inside those grapes from the days of creation. Shlakasham, he says, this refers to Eden, which no eye has ever taken hold of Eden itself. Which the Gemara says, then if you can ask, where did Adam Rishon live before he was chased out? That was Began. That was the Garden of Eden. Now, Vim Taim Eganu Eden, if you're going to say, the garden is Eden, Taim Alim, that's what the Pasuk teaches in Bereishis, V'nahar Yaitzim Eden, that the river came out of Eden, Lahashka says again, to water the garden, which is that there's a place called Eden, and there's a place, the Garden of Eden, and no man, even Adam Rishon, has ever laid eyes on Eden, and that refers to the great merit of those who are beyond the prophecies of the prophets. Now, the Mishnah taught, V'omer ein tarim in the Shemaim, continue the list of the first Mishnah of this Perek, regarding those that don't have a chelek l'olam haba, is someone who says that Torah is not from heaven. Rather, it was made up. He does not have a portion of the world to come. Tarim on the Braisa, elaborating on this halacha, says the pasuk in Bamidbar, ki divar Hashem baza, because the word of Hashem, he's disgraced. Which the Gemara says, ves mitzvah say hefer, and his mitzvah he has nullified. He cars to cars, such a person shall surely be cut off. Says the Braisa, this refers to someone that says there's no Torah from heaven, which is disgracing the God, the Torah of Hashem. One learns Torah, one can see it has to be from Shemaim. No person could have ever made up the intricacies and complexities and the truthfulness of the words of Torah. If someone says it's not from heaven, he's kidvar Hashem baza. Tava'achar, another interpretation, when it says kidvar Hashem baza, he has disgraced the word of Hashem, the apikuris, this refers to apikuris. Or Devach, another interpretation, Kedivar Hashem Baza, Zehamagal Upanim HaTaira, this refers to someone that interprets the words of Taira inappropriately, which the Gemara will explain what Apikarius is and the Hamagal Upanim HaTaira. And the pasuk continues, "Vesmitzvay sehefer," and he has nullified his mitzvahs, his commandments. Zeh hamefer bris basa. This refers to someone who nullifies the covenant of the flesh, which refers to circumcision. Such a person, he carries the karsh, shall surely be cut off, which is he carries by mazeh. The redundant terminology is that he'll be cut off in this world, and tikaris al-mabo, he'll be cut off in the world to come. Like we said, that someone who says ain term in the shemayim does not have a portion in the world to come. Now, mikan amr b'lazim adai, from this, b'lazim adai says, from this pasuk, which says kidvar Hashem baza, he learns the following halachas. Hamachala sakachim, someone desecrates the holy things, the karbonis. Vamavazas ma'edis, is someone disgraces the holidays, meaning referring specifically to Chaylish Shalmayid, which are the intermediate days, which, again, these are both elements of bizayin, of disgrace, both for the Kachim and for the Mayadis, which are Kidvar Hashem Baza, which is the pasuk he's basing it on. Eva Mefa Brisa Shal of Ramavinu, someone who nullifies the covenant of Ramavinu of the Bris Mila, which is what the pasuk says is Brisi Hafir. Or Vamagala Ponim Atar Shalik Halacha, if someone reveals an interpretation of Torah which is not according to the Halacha. Or Vamalban Pnei Chavei Baram, if someone whitens the face of his friend by embarrassing him in public. Regarding all these individuals, Afa Pishayesh Biyod, the Torah Ma'asam Tovim, even if he has in his hand Torah and good deeds, Ein Lechelk Lael Mabo, does not have a portion of the world to come, as the pasuk says, but he carries Tikaris, which is Tikaris Lael Mabo. Tanya Dechulun, another Bryce, it says, Kidvar Hashem Bazak, because the word of Hashem he is disgraced, Zal Imre Ein Torah in the Shemaim. This refers to someone who says that there's no Torah from heaven. Vafilo Oma Kala Torah Kulam in the Shemaim. Even if he says, yeah, the whole Torah is from heaven, Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh, except for this pasuk, this doesn't make sense. Which Shaloi Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say this. Elo Moshe Mepiatzma, rather Moshe himself made it up. Zehu Kedvar Hashem Baza. This is refers to disgracing the word of Hashem. Now, Mafilo Amar Kol Torah Kulam in the Shemaim. Even if he says the whole Torah, every last pasuk is from heaven. Chutz Midiktik Zeh, except for this minutia of, let's say, that this word should be missing, or this letter should be added on. Or Mekavu Chemeza, it says, except for this Kavu Chayim. That doesn't make sense that it's from heaven. Or Megzer Shabazua, from this Gzer Shava, which is when it says one word over there and another word somewhere else. Where if he says that that's not from heaven, that's the Messiah that we have from Torah Mesinai, Zehu Kidvar Hashem Baza, that refers to someone who degraces the word of Hashem. Natanu Lim Nabraisa, he said, Haloy Mitarva in Malamda, if someone learns Torah does not teach it, Zehu Kidvar Hashem Baza, that's disgracing the word of Hashem. If you realize what it is, how can you not share it with others? That's disgracing the word of Hashem. He says, Kol Misha Einu Mashgiach Al Mishnah, whoever does not pay attention to the Mishnayis, which he makes it as if it's not primary, that's someone who is Dvar Hashem Baza. He says, Kol She'ev Shal Asik B'Torah V'Einu Isik, if someone could toil in the words of Torah and does not, that's Dvar Hashem Baza. He says, Zo Ibn Abizkhom, this refers to someone who does idol worship. Says, Gemara Mai Mashmo, where do we see in that pasuk, Kedvar Hashem Baza, it refers to doing Avodah Zarah. The Tanah Rabbi Shmuel, the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, the Yeshiva had taught, says, Kedvar Hashem Baza, because the word of Hashem he's disgraced. This refers to someone who disgraces the words which were said to Moshe from Har Sinai. In other words, there were certain words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said to the Jewish people, which were the first two of the Aseret HaDibros, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, and Lo Yilecha Elohim Acherim, that there shouldn't be any other gods, which that we heard from Hashem himself. So what's the Dvar Hashem that we heard? Which is Avodah Zarah, only Hashem and no other idol. Someone that does Avodah Zarah, that's Dvar Hashem Baza. Continuing a related discussion, the Gemara says, he says, can continue on regarding learning Torah, which was just mentioned. Whoever learns Torah and does not review it, does not go it over to review it, like someone who plants but doesn't reap, which is you started the process, you learned, but if you don't review, it's like not getting, reaping the benefits, you forget it. He says, whoever learns Torah and forgets it, like a woman who gave birth and then buries that child, which is, you learned it, but then you forget it, so it's like it's not there anymore. Kibayim, he says, and actually it's even worse, he says, as we continue to Tamad Beis, Zamer b'chol yoyim, Zamer b'chol yoyim. Sing every single day. What that means to say is, organize and review your learning, because although it's organized in your mouth like a song, but if one continues to review it like a song, it will cause that this person will, in the future, in the world to come, sing with joy and with song, he'll know the words of Torah, so sing it every single day. Amr Yitzchak Bar Badimi, he says, Micro, what's the pasuk that shows this halacha? Shemak says the pasuk Mishlei. Nefesh Amal, because of what a person toils, his soul toils in the words of Torah, Amlalai, the Torah toils for him. Ki achav alav piyu, because he saddled it on his mouth, in other words, because he constantly plays the words of Torah on his lips, like a saddle is on the donkey. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is, when it says that he should be zamer b'chol yoyim, in other words, someone who is constantly involved in singing and sings all the time, he becomes a singer. So to someone who reviews his learning, well, it will be organized in his lips. It will be like as natural and as good as a singer does when he constantly is reviewing and practicing. Where Huomo b'makom zeh, he toils in this place, but Tayrosai Melisai b'makom achar, and the Torah toils for him somewhere else, meaning it goes and advocates for him from his creator to give him over the secrets and the reasons of Torah, and why this person merited. Like the Pasuk says, Menesha achav, because he tied on to his mouth the words of Torah. Now, based on the same Pasuk that we just mentioned, Amar Rabbi Lazi says, Kol Adam la'amal nevra. Every person was created for toil. Shemaka says the Pasuk in Eiv. Ki adam la'amal yulad, because a person was born for work, for toil. Now, any day im la'amal pe nevra, I don't know, was he created for the toil of his mouth? Im la'amal malacha nevra, was he created for the toil of work from his body? Kishoyim, when it says in the Pasuk, ki achav alav piyu, because he saddled on it his mouth, on the words of, so have im la'amal pe nevra, so I know that he's created for the toil of his mouth, of his words. Now, v'dayin any day, but I still don't know, im la'amal ter, what should be saddled in his mouth, what should he be using his mouth? If for the toil of Torah, im la'amal sicha, for the toil of words, of talking. Kishoyim, when it says the Pasuk in Yeshua, lo yom eshtev ha-Torah zemipicha, that you should not remove this Torah scroll from your mouth, have a'im al-amal Torah, that tells us that a person was created for the toil of the words of Torah that come out of his mouth. That's the reason for his creation. Now, behind them, Rabbi, that's what Rabbi says, kulu gufe derev takinen. All bodies are going to have toil. In other words, every person was created for work. Toiv yila dezachi, praiseworthy is the one who merits to have a deruftiki deraisa, that his toil and effort goes into learning the words of Torah. Or another interpretation, that deruftiki actually means like a long wallet, which money is put into, like a narrow purse, which every single person's body is like that, is like a container to put in and to receive words. Praiseworthy is the one who merits, and it becomes a container, a purse for the words of Torah. Now the Pasuk in Mishlei, continuing on this theme, says, Noyif Isha, a man who has adultery with a woman, Chasar Lev, is lacking heart. What that means in Drash is Amar Shlokesh says, Zeh Halim Mitar LeProkam. This refers to someone who learns Torah, which a woman is always compared to Torah, that says Eish Eschayil, that if he learns Torah in pieces, doesn't learn consistently. He's like someone who doesn't have a wife who's always there for him, and rather sometimes he cohabits with this one, sometimes he cohabits with this one. So that's someone who's lacking of heart, meaning he does not get to understand the words of Torah, which is like a philanderer, like a someone that is not consistent, which he doesn't have that real deep relationship with a woman. Like I said, the Pasuk in Mishlei, ki noyim ki sishm bevitnecha, because it's sweet when it's safeguarded in your stomach. Meaning, when is it safeguarded in your stomach that you'll have it? The words of Torah. That's when yichaynu yacht vasavasecha, when it's established firmly on your lips. When someone is constantly learning the words of Torah, then he'll have it. If not, he's chasar lev. He'll never have that deep intimate relationship with the words of Torah. Tarmanu na braisa, which is going back on that pasuk about midbar that we mentioned before, with Kedvar Hashem Baza, the pasuk before this says va'nefesh ashatasa b'yad rama, the soul that will do this with an elevated hand, which the pasuk says such a person who stretched out his hand to Hashem es Hashem hu magadiv, that he's a blasphemer to Hashem. What's this pasuk referring to? It says the Gemara zeh Menashe ben Chizkiah, this refers to Menashe the son of Chizkiah, where although his father was a righteous person, he was a king. He sat and he expounded interpretations of disgrace. Where he said, did Moshe not have anything better to write? Rather that he had to write that the sister of Leighton was Timna, was something that's not necessary for us to know. And he was scorning and he was saying that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it for no need. Which the Gemara actually is later going to explain that that's the category of what's known as Megala Panim HaTorah, Shleik Halacha. So too he said, when the Pasuk says, V'timna Hesev Pelegesh L'Alifaz, we have to know that Timna was the Pelegesh, the concubine to Alifaz, the son of Hesev. And what does the Pasuk say, V'yelech Reuben b'mektir chitim, that Reuben went in the days of the reaping of the wheat, V'yimtzu Dedom Basada, and he found these Dedom in the field, and he brought her home to his mother. That's also not necessary. So he this is what he darshan and making mockery of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yatzah Baskov Amalei, so a heavenly voice rang out and said to him, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, Teshev, you said, Bachicha Tadab, and you speak regarding your brother, but then Imcha Titan Daifi, and the son of your mother, you place flaws. Elo Asisa Vechrashti, if this is what you would do, and I would be silent, says Hashem to Menashe, So you'd think I'm like you. No, rather, I'm going to rebuke you, I'm going to prove to your eyes the mistakes of your ways. Regarding him, it says in Yeshaya, woe to those who draw the sin with ropes of nothingness, meaning for no good reason, for no gain, he becomes such a sinner by being magal upon matayra. And like the ropes of a wagon, he's a sinner. Says the Gemara, my kavay sagal. What does it mean like the ropes of a wagon? So Amr Basi explains that Yetzahara, the evil inclination, first, he's like a thread of a spider's web, which that's what it says. B'chavli yashav, first it starts off with like ropes of nothingness. It's like a spider web, you could just like that. But at the end, when one continues to go in the path of the Yetzahara, it's compared to like the ropes of a wagon, which are very strong. That's what happens when someone follows the Yetzahara. At first it's like nothing, then it becomes so strong that a person cannot break through. Now the Gemara says, Dasan ala mias, but now that we came to this, which we had mentioned, what's a megal upon him b'tayra, like Menashe, who disgraces the words of the Pesukim, and he says there's no need for it. So once we came to this pasuk of Achis Leitin Timna, that the sister of Leitin was Timna, Samahi, so what is it therefore? What is it teaching us if seemingly it's innocuous regarding the history of people that have no relevancy to the story of the Torah? So says the Gemara, Timna bas malach b'avim. Timna was actually the daughter of kings, from royalty. That's the way it says the pasuk in Bereishit. It says, Aluf Leitin, when it's talking about the royalty of the other nation, says that the leader was Leitin, Aluf Timna, the leader was Timna. Now, V'chol Aluf, and every Aluf, what is that? Is Machus Abalei Tagahi. It's a king without a crown. He's like a great minister, he's just not crowned. Now, since Timna was the sister of a king, it would seem definitely that she was the daughter of a king. So she was a princess. And Boyli Giyuri, she wanted to convert. So Basa Itzlav Ram Yitzhak Yaakov, she came to Avram, Yitzhak Yaakov, to all our forefathers. Vali Kibbalah, and they didn't receive it, didn't accept her into the Jewish people. Halcha Vahisi Pelegesh, Laesav, Lalifas Ben Esav. So she went and she became a concubine to Alifas, who was the son of Esav. Amr, she said, Mutav Teishiv Chalumazu, better be a maidservant to this nation, meaning to the sons of Avram Yitzchak, who they were fearers of God. V'leite givira lumacheres, and not to be a noble woman to another people. And that's why she became a pelegish to Alifas ben Esav, because at least he was from the descendants of Yitzchak, because Esav was the son of Yitzchak. What happened was, nafig mina amalik, so what came out of that relationship, was amalik, the tzarin l'Yisrael, who caused a lot of pain to the Jewish people. So it's my time, well, what's the reason? Why did we get punished? Because the others did not let her be megayer to the Jewish people, and instead she attached to Esav. Is the loy ibaye lohu l'rach, they should not have distanced her from coming beneath the wings of the divine presence. Rather, they should have converted her to the Jewish people. So too, it says one of the psukim that Menashe was making fun of was v'yelech Reuven b'mek tzir chitin. The Reuven went in the days of the reaping of the wheat. Now, after they reap the field, everyone's allowed to go into someone else's field because there's nothing there anymore. It's not going to harm anything. So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Amar Rav, he says, actually, we learn a very important lesson from this pasuk. Mikan letzadikah, from here we see from the righteous, she ain't pushing the begazel, that they don't stretch out their hands in theft, that Reuven, this boy, did not go into the field until after the reaping of the wheat. Now, the pasuk says, v'yimtzu dudom basadi, he found dudom in the field which he brought home to his mother, Leah. Says the Gemara, my dudom, what were these dadoim? So, Amar Rav, he says, either yavruchi, which is actually the targum of dudoim, which Rashi says, it's not clear what it actually is. Levi, he says it's sigli, which is the root of these herbs, which are from different aromatic spices, and the bulb of it of these herbs is called violet. Or Bienesnam, he says seviski, which is also a different type of aromatic spice. So that's three different interpretations of what were these dedoyim that he brought home to his mother. Continuing what we mentioned before regarding learning Torah, Amr of Alexandria, he says, Kol isik b'tera l'shma, whoever toils in Torah for its sake, Mesim Shalom b'pamali shamali, he brings peace to the upper court, b'pamali shamata, and to the lower court, meaning the malachim and the Jewish people. So like it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Oyachazig b'mu'uzi, or if he grabs hold in my strength, which refers to Torah, Yasa Shalom li, he makes peace for me, Shalom yasli, he makes peace for me, meaning it says two times peace, one above and one below. Rav Amah, he says, Kilu banim palterin shalmala v'shalmata, it's as if he built the palace up above and below. Shemak says, Apostle Yeshaya, V'asim devar beficha, I will place my words in your mouth, which refers to the words of Torah, U'bitzel yodi kisesicha, and with the shadow of my hand, I cover you, lintoya shemayim v'lisoid aretz, to plant the heaven and to establish the earth, meaning the palter and the palace of above in Shemayim and below here on Eretz. Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Af Megan al Kol Olam Kule. Also, someone who learns Torah Lishma protects the entire world. Shlomo, like it says over there in the pasuk, but Sel Yodik Yisicha, and with the shadow of my hand I covered you, which means that provides protection for the world. Levi Amar, he says, Af Mekarves Agula. It even brings close to the redemption. Shlomo, like the pasuk says over there, but Loi Melit Zion Amiat, and to tell Zion, you're my people, means to say when the redemption will come, then the people are going to be in Zion. Amar Shlakish, he says, whoever teaches his friend's son Taira, the pasuk considers it as if he made him. Shlomak says the pasuk in Bereishis, and the soul that they made, meaning Avram and Sarah that they made in Charan, which the Targum translates, what do you mean they made people in Charan? The shabidu loy rais b'Charan, that they attached people to Taira in Charan, and we see that it's considered as if they made them. Rabbi Lazalim, he says kilo asan ledivri Taira. It's as if the one who learns Torah, teaches Torah to his friend's son, it's as if he made the words of Torah himself. Shlomo, like it says in the pasuk in Devarim, "Bishmartim es diri habris hazayis," that you should safeguard the words of this covenant. "Va'asisim esim," and you will make them as if the person made the words of Torah himself. Rav Amar, he says, "Ki'ilu asel la'atmet," it's as if he made himself. Shlomo, like it says the pasuk, "Va'asisim esim," you should make them. "Atikri esim," don't read it them, "el atem," you, meaning, and you make yourself. A person makes himself by learning and teaching the words of Torah. Amar Bavo says, Kol ma'ases chaveiro ledvar mitzvah, whoever gets his friend to do a mitzvah, ma'alav akasav ki lo asah, the pasuk can say this as if he himself did that mitzvah. Shlomak says, the pasuk in Shemais, it says, U'matcha asher kisa b'seir, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the stick that you used to hit the river, go ahead and use that stick. Now, b'chi Moshe ko, did Moshe hit the river? V'haloi Aaron hiko, but rather Aaron went and hit the river by the makkah of Dam, like it says in Shemai Zion, that he said to Aaron, take your stick and stretch it out on the river. So why is Hashem saying that it was the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used? Elemecha, rather, is coming to tell you, kol ma'ases chaveil dvar mitzvah, whoever gets his friend to do a dvar mitzvah, which was what here, Moshe Rabbeinu got Aaron to do ahead and stretch out the stick, ma'alav akasav ki lasod, the pasuk considered as if he himself did it, and therefore it was said as if Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Mark continues, and the halachas of our Mishnah, apikiris is someone that does not have a chelik, a portion in the world to come. So Rav, Reb Chanina, and Amar Tavai, they both say, Zeh mevaza tamad chacham, that this refers to someone who disgraces a Talmudic scholar. Reb Yechon, Reb Shub, and Levi, they say, Zeh mevaza chaveir b'fnei tamad chacham, this refers to someone who embarrasses his friend in front of a Talmudic scholar. Now, ask the Gemara, Bishlam elamandam hamavazach haveir b'fnei tamachachem apikaris ava, we could understand, according to the one who says, that whoever embarrasses his friend in front of a tamachachem, that is considered someone who is apikaris. So, mevazach tamachachem atzav, if someone disgraces the Talmudic scholar himself, that would be the more severe category of megalapan b'tar shalei kalocha ava, he would be considered who is megalapanim shalei kalocha, meaning he's really has an azaz panim, he's really disgraceful towards those who learn Torah. That he's considered megal upon him, which is more chamer, more severe than apikaris, because apikaris is only someone who is hefkeris, who is just not so appropriate, which is a pretty severe thing. Does not have a chelik lambo, but it's nothing compared to megal upon materish like alocha. But elmanda mevazat tamachachem atzmoi apikaris. But according to the other interpretation, who says that if someone disgraces a tamachachem himself, is only the lower category of an apikaris. So for sure, someone that disgraces his friend in front of Tamachachem is not going to be the higher category of Megalapan Mater Shalei Kalocha. So Megalapan Mater could gain mice. So then who would be the most severe category of someone who's disgraceful in the way he's uncovering the face of the Torah? So the Gemara could gain Menashe ben Chizki, like we mentioned before, like Menashe, son of Chizki, who he expounded Gadic teachings of disgrace. That's really disgraceful, more than embarrassing Tamachachem, and therefore that's the more severe category of Megalapan Mater Shalei Kalocha, according to that opinion. Now, the Ikad Damasin La Seif, that those who actually learned this machlokes on the Seif, meaning of the Brisa, which Rabbi Elazar had said, based on this, that he added on the category of Megalapan Mater Shalei Kalocha, that it says Megalapan Mater. Our Mishnah only mentioned Apikiris. He added on from this Pasik, which is the same source, of someone who's Megalapan Mater, does not have a Chilgal Mabba. Now, on that part was the machlokes that Rav Rav Chanina Amri there, he said, Zem Vazatam Chacham. Who is the Megalapadim, which is the most severe category? Someone who disgraces the Talmudic scholar. Rabbi Yechim, Rishon Levi, I mean, they said, Zem Avazah es Chaveh b'fnei Tamachachem. That's even someone who embarrasses his friend in front of the Tamachachem, it's still a slight to the Tamachachem. And even that is considered the more severe category of Megalapadim HaTorah. So as the Gemara Bishlam Amad Mahabaz Tamachachim Atzma, according to the one who says that the one who embarrasses Tamachachim himself is Megal Upon Matayra, however, he's considered the Megal Upon Matayra. So Mavaz Chaver Bifnei Tamachachim, so the one who does the lower thing of just embarrassing a friend in front of Tamachachim, Apikaris, however, that's the lower category of the Apikaris. But according to the one who says that even just embarrassing his friend in front of a tamachacham, megal upon matayra, however, that's considered the high category of megal upon matayra. Sapikaris kigain man. So who's the lower category of an apikaris? Some of Yisrael, he says kigain hani da army, like those who say mayahanulan rabbanu. What do the rabbis benefit us? And because these people do not know that the world actually stands on the Talmid HaChacham, but they don't know. They say, L'didu Kari, for themselves they read from the Torah. L'didu Tana, for themselves they learn Mishnah. What do we gain from them? What do they help us? That's an Apikaris. Now, actually, Amalei Abaye asked him that interpretation of Yisrael. He says, hi, such a person, actually, Megal Upon Him, but Torah Namehu. He's also from the more severe category of Megal Upon Him, because he's denying what's written in the Torah. Because the pasuk is in the Yirmiyah, Im loy barisa yom v'layla, if not for my covenant, the words of Torah day and night, chukas shemayim v'aretz leisamti, says Hashem, the statutes of heaven and earth, I would not place. Because the Talmid HaChacham benefit and actually sustain the world, and this guy's saying it doesn't help anything, that's a megal upon matara, not just the lower category of Apikaris. And so to Amar of Nachum Yitzchak, he says, mahocha namish mamina, from this pasuk in Bereishis, we also learn that the righteous people benefit other people. Tachsiv, Shnei Malachim says, the pasuk in Bereishis, V'nesasi l'chalamokim bavurim. Hashem says that for those 10 righteous people in Sedaim, the Talmid HaChachamim, He will carry the whole city. So we see that Talmid HaChachamim sustain the world. So this guy is not just not Apikaris when they say Mahani L'Rabban. He's a Megalapan Batersh L'Kalocha. So what is the category, the lower one of Apikaris? Eli Kagoyin, the Yosef Kamei Rabbi, rather, says the Gemara, it's like someone who's sitting in front of his teacher. V'nafle Shmaita B'duch Tachrit, and he recalls something that was taught somewhere else. V'aman, he answers up in the middle of Shir, and he says, Hachi Amrin Hasan, this is what we said over there. V'loyaman, he does not say the more honorable way of saying, Hachi Amamar, this is what the master, what Rebbe said over there. By saying, we said, it's diminishing the honor of his teacher, and that's considered not Apikaris, that does not have a Chelik L'Olim Haba. Rav Amar, he says, like from the household of Binyamin the doctor, they're considered apikarsim. The army that they say, what do the rabbis benefit us? Because me'aylam from ever, as we continue top of Kofman Alf, le'sharalan urva, they never permitted us to eat a raven. V'le'asulan yonah, they never made it forbidden for us to eat a dove. In other words, they never told us anything that's novel that we didn't find in the Torah. So what do the rabbis go ahead and benefit us? Which is better than the previous Mahal Rabbanan. They understand Talmid HaChachamim, but what did they do anything for us in the novelty? Therefore, the Gemara actually tells that Rava, Kavamaisi Trifta de Beminyom Kameh, when the questionable trefa, when an animal that has a fatal flaw, which makes a non-kosher, of the household Binyom would come in front of him, Kavachazi Beitam Latay, when he would find reasoning to say that it's permitted, Amalu, he would tell them, Techzu. I want you to see. I'm permitting for you to eat a raven. In other words, this heter is not written in the Torah. Rather, it's the Torah scholars, the scribes, who say it. So don't think we don't teach you anything. We don't have nothing to add on. So to Kevachazi La Timely Sir, when he would find reason to say that it's forbidden, Amla, he would tell them, I want you to see that I'm forbidding for you a dove. In other words, he was saying that the whole Torah is up to the Talmid HaChacham to give that interpretation, and don't think we're not adding anything more than what's written in the Torah. Rapapam, he gives a different interpretation. It's going to Amar, like those who say, Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis. Like someone who says regarding Talmid HaChacham, oh, that Talmid HaChacham, which is a disgraceful way of talking. He should have said, our teachers in that place. Those rabbis is disgraceful. Or another interpretation is because he says, Hani Rabbanan. When he's saying something over from the rabbis, he says the word Hani, which is disgraceful terminology. Rather, he should say, Hanhu Rabbanan. Which those is a different type of a word. That's not so disgraceful. When he says those rabbis, that's something that's a slight to the honor of Talmid HaChacham, and that's considered an apikaris of a way of hefkeris, of not showing so much respect and dignity that has no portion in the world to come. Now, the Gemara actually tells there, Rav Papa Ishli, one time he forgot, Raman, he said, Kugain Hani Rabban, like those rabbis, he forgot, he slept, he said in a not so honorable way, the Esa Betanisa, and he sat in a fast because of the not appropriate way of saying, when one talks about Talmid HaChacham, one has to say it with the honorifics that are appropriate for Talmid HaChacham.